Great, you're good. Okay, we're live. We're live. Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the November the 8th, 2021 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. To all of the citizens who are watching us from home, we welcome you by technology. And to the citizens who are here in the room, we are glad to have you back. We are glad to be back. And we hope to see you at the upcoming meetings as well. Before you have the agenda. During the study session, no one had requested any changes to the agenda. May I have a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. You have before you the October 25th, 2021 joint study session minutes of the Stormwater Commission with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the River de Pere. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no appointments nor swearing in, but I do ask my colleagues to please once again look at the list provided to you by the city clerk so that we can continue filling vacancies on the commissions that we have. To the citizens that provided comments ahead of time, we thank you. The city clerk has provided those to you. And it is my understanding, Madam Clerk, that there are no requests to speak from the audience that is here this evening.
That is correct, Honorable Mayor.
We do not have a public hearing before us now. We have the consent agenda with two items, public safety vehicle purchase and golf course tree removal agreement. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this first item, item K1, asks that you consider the extension of a conditional use permit. Tonight we have our Assistant City Manager, Ms. Brooke Smith, that will be presenting this item. Ms. Smith?
Okay, good evening. So this item before us is a conditional use permit for the Church of Scientology. The initial permit was approved in 2018 for a church office in the public activity district. There was additional height approved for the building. Council then granted a two-year extension in August of 2019. Due to COVID and other delays, the church was unable to undertake construction. Another extension request was submitted September 23rd of 2021. We had to, of course, do our due diligence before presenting that item to you for consideration. The Church of Scientology is asking for an additional 18 months to complete the construction, and there have been no changes to the plan.
Are there any questions for Ms. Smith? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Second made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Ms. Smith. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, item K2 asks that you consider the award of a contract for leaf collection. I had asked that this item be placed on the city manager's report to highlight the increased cost that we are realizing in this recommended contract. This simply reflects the pressure that we are realizing from increased staffing costs that they will have. But I would ask Mr. Applesson, our Public Works Director, to provide any comments he has regarding this agreement.
Mayor Crowe, members of City Council, Mr. Rose, that's exactly accurate. The expected hourly dollar rate for this, after the last 3 years being at the $165 an hour, was what we anticipated was about $180, $185. Now, yes, costs are going up, but this was a $209 an hour. And so still the low bid compared to its competitor. But mainly what I hear from the industry, the trends is that the COVID environment is playing a role on the shortage of skilled personnel. And we're experiencing it ourselves. So this contract is supplemental to our efforts. And we believe that it's still cost effective at this rate to enter into it as for the first year and see what the future years will show in terms of allocating, awarding another contract for the years 2 and 3. The recommendation is approval. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions of Mr. Alpazlan? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. That concludes the city manager's report. We'll now move to old business, bill number 9446. I believe, Mr. Rose, are we having Mr. Mulligan first on this? You need your microphone, Gregory, so please.
Honorable Mayor and council members, got to get used to it. This item asks that you consider an ordinance, and the purpose for the ordinance is to consider the execution of a supplemental indenture to modify the redemption provisions in the original indenture and notes. And I've asked City Attorney John Mulligan to present to you a proposed amendment to this ordinance and highlight what the amendment, what it achieves. So, Mr. Mulligan.
Mr. Mulligan.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor, members of the council. So before you, you have Bill 9446. This bill was introduced on October 25th of this year. After it was introduced, we had further discussions with the developer and owner of the notes regarding an amendment to the bill. Specifically, the amendment would change the interest rate on the tax increment revenue notes that are not excluded from gross income for federal income tax purposes from the greater of the prime rate plus 2% or 8% to a fixed rate of 8%. So essentially what's being removed is the greater of prime rate plus 2%. So, and that could result in a higher rate of interest than 8%. So what this amendment does is it caps it and fixes it at 8% as opposed to going higher, assuming the prime rate exceeds the 8% rate. So if the council's inclined to consider that amendment to the ordinance, the bill, I would recommend that there be a motion to amend bill number 9446 so as to change the interest rate on the tax increment revenue notes not excluded from gross income for federal income tax purposes from the greater of the prime rate plus 2% or 8% to a fixed rate of 8% as set out in the amended bill in the city clerk's files.
To my colleagues, you've heard the suggested language for the amendment. Is someone taking the floor to make the amendment? Amendment made by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? The only thing I wanted to say is I think when John spoke, he said if the prime goes above 8, the prime goes above 6, even because this is prime plus 2, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So yeah. Is there a discussion? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Just a very quick question, and that is that none of these changes or this amendment will affect the $10 million or or $5 million in reference to RPA 2 and RPA 3 and in reference to TIF notes, if that can be addressed.
Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, this has no impact on the on that allotment.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. So if I'm Attorney Mulligan, if I'm understanding things correctly, let me put it in terms that I can more easily relate to. If we think of it in terms of a mortgage, when most folks enter into a mortgage, they enter into a fixed rate that won't go up in terms of the interest rate that they pay. They have the right to refinance, though, at any time and potentially get a lower rate. Is it fair to say that what we're saying here is the rate that would be paid to the developer, it won't go above 8%. And so in a mortgage context, if you got it fixed at 3%, it won't go above 3%. The way it's currently configured is in a rising interest rate environment like we have now, prime could go past 8%. And so we could be at an 8% prime rate plus 2, so we would be at 10%, so we would be over 8, so we'd be paying more. But what we're not going to pay more than 8%, but we are sacrificing the right to refinance.
Councilmember Clay, that's correct for a 10-year period.
For a 10-year period, yes.
Yeah, this goes through 21-31. And it's the mayor indicated, depends on what the prime rate is. My understanding is that the interest rate can't go above 10%. So if we're at, you know, prime of 8% plus the 2, that would be the maximum right now, the 10%. And so what this does is it caps it at 8%. But you do give up the right to redeem for that 10-year period.
But we know that we'll be capped at 8%. So we could go as high as 10. We're guaranteed that we won't go as high as 10. But the trade-off is we don't have the right to refinance for 10 years.
That's correct.
So we have a fixed upside and an unknown downside. And I think with the rate environment that we're currently in, rates are in fact rising. We don't know what the future will hold, of course, but right now we can say rates, in fact, are rising.
That's correct.
Additional questions? Otherwise, we have a motion with a second before us. Hearing no further questions on the amendment, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein. Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. Thank you very much. Now may we have the second reading of Bill number 9446 as amended.
An ordinance approving a first supplemental trust indenture in connection with the tax increment revenue notes, Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Project Area 1, Series A and B of the City of University City, Missouri, and approving certain actions related thereto.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9446, an ordinance approving a first supplemental trust indenture in connection with the tax increment revenue notes, Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Project Area 1, Series A and B, the City of University City, Missouri, and approving certain actions related thereto.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? You've had the second and third reading. Hearing no further discussion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on amended bill number 9446. Need a motion? I thought I already had. I apologize that I needed another motion. Mr. McMahon made a motion, seconded by Mr. Cusick.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. The bill has passed. New business. Who would like to introduce bill number 9448? Mr. Hales, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9448, an ordinance approving the second amended final redevelopment plan for the proposed development to Crown Center for Senior Living located at 8348 through 8350 Dale Crest Drive in the PD-M planned development mixed use zoning district.
Thank you very much. Now move forward to council reports and business. Any reports from my colleagues? Mr. Smutherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Just a reminder to the council and to the public, the returning artist reception is Wednesday, and that's at the new library. And I'm sorry, I don't have the name of the library for the school district, but again, it's Saturday, it's Wednesday at 7 p.m. At U City High School. And that's a returning artist. And the name of the returning artist is Danny Domain.
Thank you. Any other colleagues? Hearing none, we have no citizen participation. Any council comments? Hearing none, all I would like to say to everybody is that we had a great time at the Halloween festivities in the Loop. We are hoping to have the opportunity to possibly have more street fair activities in the Loop during this period of time to get more people coming to visit our businesses. We do not have need for an executive session this evening. So unless I hear otherwise, I would welcome a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Clay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting adjourned.